Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And today we are going to talk about a slow frog boil. Somebody is saying, what are you talking about, a slow frog boil? Used to be an old saying that, you know, if you wanted to cook a frog, put it in a pot of water and slowly turn up the temperature until you boil that frog alive. Now the frog would not know the difference, because as you slowly turn the heat up incrementally, little at a time, little by little, the frog would adjust until it got to the point where the heat would overwhelm the frog and it would die. Before you know it, you had a boiled frog. And I don't know if anybody else is seeing what I'm seeing here. I hope so. But all this bullshit that's going on with the lockdowns, they're not even giving a shit about the injections so much. They're pushing that. But what they're pushing now is the mark of the beast. Some Christians will say this is not the mark. I would disagree with them. They're just seeing things on such a short-sighted perspective that they don't realize that the mark of the beast is already here. It is now just being introduced in such a way that it's going to be acceptable to the majority of the people. It's like it says in the Bible, that even the elect might be deceived. Slowly but surely, the heat is getting turned up. So the Bible says that in order to be able to buy or sell, you're going to have this mark on you. Marking could be anything. Chances are it's going to be a microchip injected into the arm. And we're already seeing that people have used monitors, electronic devices that are measuring the frequencies or picking up the access codes or the serial codes of these chips. We're already seeing that. But what we're not seeing is the fact we're not paying attention to is these government officials, I shouldn't say government officials, that's demeaning the idea of a government. These despotic leaders, which are initiating these rules of engagement and treating everybody like children, because let's face it, 62% never got off the nipple. They're still suckling on the breast. They're still using the pablum in life. They have always had this sense of needing to feel coddled. So they obviously need to be told what to do and need this guidance and direction from the most erroneous place you could get it from. Government officials are nothing more than men and women who are opportunists. That's all they are. And they will take every chance to get every opportunity to profit or to make some kind of gain. That's what government officials really do. What do they do all day long? Sit there and debate in the chamber, making $80,000, $90,000 a year, or $100,000 a year, or $200,000 a year, $500,000 a year, $1 million a year. To do what? Sign documents? Debate in a room? If there is any debate at all? Anyway, these despotic leaders are now engaging in operations and regulations that are further taking away your civil rights and civil liberties. Don't realize this is Canada. Canadians are asleep. Canadians are asleep. They are walking around with binders on their eyes and they got the little thing over their face so they can sleep comfortably. Not realizing every day they don't oppose the system, don't challenge the system, that the system will take more and more of their civil liberties. And they chose Canada because Canada is one of the most domesticated Commonwealth countries there is. The Australians were a bit unruly, so they had to take away their guns. Here in Canada, you never saw the need to take away their guns because Canadians are too domesticated. They're not going to use them anyway. That's the thinking. Some of you may get a little mad at what I'm saying here, but nonetheless, it's true. 62% have been injected with two injections they're working on? Seriously? And then they're dying like crazy? You know, we're looking at least 50,000 people in Canada alone has died in about a week or so, just from the vaccines, and yet it continues to proceed without any impediment. So when we're looking at the nature of things going on, this is the interesting thing too. I will play this. I gotta find it first, but I will play this recording. Now this is an older recording. I was talking to somebody from Australia tonight, and she gave me this video, this audio. Well, it was a video. I recorded it as an audio, and it was showing common sense here. Because these people actually saw the danger and decided to run like hell. And in Canada, people are not even seeing the danger. 62% of them didn't even see it. They walked blindly right into it. The other 38% are scratching their heads and asking, what the hell are they doing? So anyway, when this thing decides to play, I'll play it. Yeah, it's got to go through some kind of buffering. But anyway, slow boil. So as they keep on lying, saying there's a new deviant, a new variant, a new and improved outbreak coming your way. It started down in some place in Boogie Woogie Googie Boogie Land, and now it's moved its way up through this country and that country. It was in India, it was in Israel, it was over here, it was over there. Oh, it's everywhere. And now it has made its way to the shores of Canada and America. Now think about this for 1 second. Think about this. They have restricted just about all kinds of travel. You can't even get into Canada without going to a hotel for 3 days at your expense because you've traveled outside the country. So now they're making you pay for your own quarantine. $2,000 a day. And if you don't go, they'll fine you. Hey, welcome to Canada, eh? Come back to your own country and we're going to fine your ass. You should have left and never came back. You know, we got all these restrictions on travel. So how in the world would it have come across our border? The Chinese smuggle this one in too? The Chinese create another variant in Wuhan? Chinese virus number 2 has made its way to the shores of Canada. Came over by a canoe. Forget what they call that Chinese thing where the guy grabs the two posts and runs with it. I forget what it's called, but hell, maybe they took it across the water that way. Whatever, you know. I mean, seriously, how would that have come across our border? It's everything so fucking locked down. You can't go here, you can't go there. You can't even fart without a passport in some places. Look at Quebec. Now, if they say something is happening in Quebec, I'm going to laugh my ass off. You know what that's saying? That is saying that the government of Canada is so effing incompetent that they cannot shut down anything. That means this border that we have is full of leaks. And the only people that don't know where the leaks are Canadians, because everybody else seems to know how to come in here and infect the country. So much for our sophistication and our technology and our science and all the other bullshit they keep telling us. How is it that this is happening in America? America, the number one superpower of the world, put a man on the moon, has all this nuclear arsenal, can blow up the planet 100 times, and yet cannot stop something crossing a border. Wow. You mean to tell me there's leaks in America? No, say it ain't so. You mean to tell me that the government is so effing incompetent there that they can't shut down something like this from crossing the border in America with all the sophistication, all its mighty power, all its mighty science. All, Dr. Fauci, they got that number one doctor in America. You mean to tell me that son of a bitch can't stop a simple little thing like that from crossing the border? Wow. Wow. I'm impressed, aren't you? Don't you feel safe? Don't you feel comforted knowing that your government is this incompetent? We got a baboon in Ottawa. You got a mindless drone in America. This is what we have here. You know, look at the Swedes. Look at the Swedes. They haven't done jack diddly. Nothing. Zero. The numbers went down, stayed down. No more anything happening there. There's no Delta. There's no Lambda. There's no SARS-CoV, whatever. There's no deviant. Wow. Doesn't this ring something in anybody's head? They didn't inject. They didn't take any shots. They didn't do anything. They didn't do jack shit. And here they are. Not spreading any kind of variant, no Lambda, no Delta, no other alphabet, Greek, anything in the Greek alphabet, zero, nada, nothing. Wow. You think maybe with all this vaunted science, all this vaunted power, all this vaunted medical bullshit that we have in North America, that all we needed to do is what the Swedes did? Absolutely nothing. Think about that. They're not spreading jack shit. You hear all kinds of outbreaks in America, all kinds of outbreaks in Canada. Oh, we're going to have to shut you down. We're going to have to give you a passport. You're going to have to wear a mask indoors with your family members. Oh, if they haven't got a shot, you're going to definitely wear a mask. Oh, the, ah, ooh, ah. In Sweden, life goes on. Life goes on. Sweden, Switzerland, whichever one is not doing much. Life goes on. Imagine that. All this science. All this vaunted medical. Dr. Fauci with all those degrees can't do jack diddly. All he can do is tell us, oh, we're going to be in more trouble. You're going to need more vaccines. We need to give you more shots. Oh, we got to chase you guys down that didn't get the shots in the first place. You know why they're afraid of us? Because what's going to happen is the longer we don't get these shots and the longer we stay alive, the more madder we're going to get. We're going to be effing pissed. And I'm going to tell you something. When we get to that point, which I hope we come to that point soon, then we will see what their science is going to do. And I really hope, there's nobody on our soil that doesn't belong here. Because most of us will have enough anger to kill 100 people by ourselves. That's what it takes. I'm just speaking here in a term that you understand when it comes to the anger and outrage that we have all, because we will have lost a lot of our loved ones, a lot of our friends, a lot of our acquaintances, a lot of our connections. That is going to leave a mark in all of us. That is going to hurt like hell to see this many people that we know that will be dead because of this bullshit. And they know there's going to be an outrage like they've never seen. Let me see if I can play this. Hold on. Here.
In Africa this morning, these children jumping out of the school window and running away because the company gave them the vaccine. They bypassed two white schools and come straight to the black kids' schools and said everybody have to take this vaccine before they go home. They have to try to make it mandatory. So they found out that the children them start jumping through the windows and running home because was in the news where they show you these white people are the destiny, they need to kill out 3 billion people. So they want to start with the black people first. So when they came to the school to give them the vaccine, they jumped out the windows and was running home.
These are people that are poor. These are people that are going to educational institutions similar to what I went to when I was younger. And we're talking ancient history here. And they have enough sense to jump out of the building that I'm seeing where they're jumping from. I'm seeing how they're hang dropping to hit the ground. They're a good 30 feet above, and they're letting go. And they're saying, Chuck, you, Farley. Now, Canadians don't have enough sense to do this. Canadians don't have enough sense to be afraid of something that they should be afraid of, and that's getting these injections. They've already got people conditioned like they're going back to school. This astounds me. I God almighty, I look at this. The programming is incredible. I still see about 50-50 outside where I'm at, walking around with or without masks. And then I see moms walking around putting a mask on their children. I'm like, are you effing nuts? You know, I it's really amazing. It's really amazing to see this. You know, and because nobody's thinking in terms of what I just mentioned. All this so-called sophistication that we have, this science, this medical, these medical breakthroughs that were supposed to have helped our civilization has done nothing but further deplete us and made us more despondent, has turned around, and now instead of allowing what God gave us, the immune system, to do its thing, more people have died from the wonders of the science than the so-called boogeyman. So-called boogeyman. The corona is coming to get you. Wait, it's moved on. It's COVID now. It's coming to get you. Wait, oop, it's moved on. It's a deviant. Oop, it's moved on. It's SARS-CoV. Oop, it's moved on. It's a Delta. Oop, it's moved on. It's the Lambda. Oop, it's moved on. It's the next new and improved entitlement that we're going to call the next boogeyman, just to keep you in a state of fear. Why isn't it, and again, I'm just thinking out loud here, why isn't it that the lawyers are not going after these contracts that the government has signed with these pharmaceutical companies? These contracts are so lopsided, it's not even funny. And this, hold on.
Actually know about, because we know the media won't ever cover this. This is John Magufuli, former president of Tanzania, died March 17th, 2021. This is Hamed Bakayoko, former prime minister of the Ivory Coast, dead March 10th, 2021. This is Jovenel Moïse, former president of Haiti, died July 7th, 2021. This is Pierre Amadougan Kali, the former prime minister of Ivory Coast, died June 6, 2020. This is Ambrose Dlamini, former president of Eswatini, died December 13, 2020. This is Andry Rajoelina, president of Madagascar, and he just survived an assassination attempt. Can you guess what they all had in common, except for all dying within a year of each other? They all denied the vaccines in their country.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Four African presidents, one Malaysian president, one Haitian president, and they all were assassinated because they told the UN and the WHO to Chuck U. Farley. Imagine that. These are honorable, respectable men that either they were really looking out after their people or they got too greedy, one or the other. I would like to think of the first part, especially the first one from Tanzania. As far as I know, he was a biologist. I believe he was a believer. And he was the one that actually went out of his way to prove that this whole thing was a fraud, which he did. And this is the thing that gets me here too. All the evidence indicating that this is nothing but a fraudulent exercise in deception is still going on. It's astounding. It's astounding. So I'm not sure what to say on this, and other than the fact that, you know, we have these contracts that were signed by the governments of Canada and the United States and Europe and everywhere else, Israel. And these contracts are so lopsided that the governments are now taking orders from the drug company. Mr. Trudeau is going to run an election in a couple of days. Really? What difference does it make? He has absolutely no power. He will play the game, get his wallet filled, and sacrifice every frickin' Canadian in Canada. That's the bottom line. They do not give a shit about Canadians. I don't understand why Canadians are so loyal to a government that will screw them every chance they get. Does it make sense that you go to the eastern seaboard of the of Canada, and Nova Scotia is the only, I should say, country, the way they're acting, blocking any entry in and out? So how do you get to Newfoundland? So do we have a fragmented Canada already? Did they already destroy Canada and fragment it the way they wanted, have always wanted to? I'm just throwing that out there. This is all speculative speaking here. Just trying to get you to think. Think as a Canadian. Think as in a nationalistic way. You know, there's another video. I think there's another one. Hold on. Got to find. Today was a different thing on videos here. This one? No, it's on Facebook. The guy comes out on Facebook. The link is inside in tonight's show. And he's telling everybody what I'm telling everybody. Get armed. Get ready. Get prepared. Get prepped. Some of you might think this is a hard call. But I'm going to tell everybody something really, really, I shouldn't say profound, more like common sense. When you have a government like we have, that doesn't give a shit about you, it ain't going to matter whether you take the shot or not. It ain't going to matter. Because the bottom line is, they're going to kill you anyway. They don't care. They are going to kill you anyway. Whether you're with them or you take the shot, they're going to kill you. They're either going to kill you by the operating systems and these kill switches that they're injecting into people, or they're going to kill you in a concentration camp, either experimenting on you or doing what God knows what. They're going to kill you. They have to erase everything in this last reset, so that when they come into the next reset, which, like I said, it will initiate for a short, short duration, and then the game's over. As I keep telling everybody, read the script. Bible is the script they're using. Whether or not you like it or dislike it, I would encourage you to read it, to follow the script. Because if you don't follow the script and you make the wrong tangent and wrong move in the wrong direction, guess what? You're done. They'll snap you out of the sky if they have to. They're not going to care. They're not going to give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about you now. If you think because you got your shot, you can go into a restaurant to eat, or you can go into some indoor place that's going to give you some kind of special privilege, that's to keep you coddled. It's to keep the nipple inside so you can keep on suckling the milk instead of getting the meat. It's going to keep you in the state of no defense. Your guard will be down. So when they come to snatch you away, you'll think, why? I did everything they told me to do. I did what they said. I got the shots. I obeyed. I put my mask on. I did my 2 meter social distancing. I used the hand sanitizers. I used that solvent that makes you go blind and causes kidney damage. I did all the things they said. I locked myself down. I even begged them to lock me down just so that I'd show that I was on their side. They will take you out. They won't care. If you're going to be above a certain age, I guarantee you they're going to take you out. They're only looking for the little toddlers now because they can train. They will have infected them with the operating systems and will have completely interjected the whatever AI chip they're going to put into these kids to keep them on full control. Elon Musk has been talking about a Neuralink for a long time. Showed a video the other day on how far that really has gone already. They are way, way past. You better get this into your head. If you think for 1 minute they have stopped progressing on their development of technology and ways and means to disengage you, separate you from yourself, separate you from your family. I mean, I'm getting more and more emails by the day telling me everyone that's taken these injections have had a persona change, a personality change. And they don't even recognize the people anymore. I'll also tell you to start looking out for people who've been exposed regularly, who are not disengaging the technology, because you may start seeing the same thing happen to them. And if you do start seeing that happening to them, that would imply that the technology is starting to affect their helix as well. Once it gets to a certain point, there's a point of no return. I don't know where that point is. With the injectable, with those who've been injected, that's almost instantaneous. As far as the rest goes, that I do not know. But like I said, keep your eye on that. We're not in Kansas anymore. Like I said, those who are awake are already moving forward and getting prepared. They're getting prepared for whatever they have to do or whatever contingency they have to create in order to survive or make their last stand. No matter where you go, okay, today there's another thing here. A governor in Tennessee is now going to be enacting the National Guard to basically put people in alternative care sites or facilities. This is not just Tennessee. This will be everywhere. Canada's been building concentration camps, the gulag camps all over the place. They've been, obviously the media's been denying it. But then the media's never told us the truth anyway. When have they told us the truth? You know. There's a world meter I found today. It's been out there for a while. But when you look at the world meter, something like 202,000 people have been infected with COVID, according to this meter. 185,000 survived. 185,000 survived, and 4,000 died. I'm looking at that. I'm thinking, what? 202,000 people have been infected. 185,000 have survived. And 4,000 died. And we shut down the planet over this? Really? More people die in Windsor than this thing has over in the planet from cancer. And again, that's an exaggeration. But I'm just trying to make a, you know, analogy here. More people die from cancer every year than this thing has ever killed. What's killing everybody is the injections. And these are the things that they're trying to propagate and push. The question I'm going to ask most of you is, are you ready to die for not taking the injection? Are you ready not to die, not to take it, even if it means your death? I'm just throwing that out there, you know. Something I want you all to ponder. Yeah, because like I said, we're no longer in this wonderful world that we're waking up from, that illusion that we have been seduced to. Yeah, there's the warning from TikTok. It was recorded and put on Facebook. Watch it, and I would encourage you guys to start looking at what he's saying there and take it to heart as part of your preparation. Think about this for 1 minute. What if, and again, this is speculation, but what if Chinese soldiers were already training on your soil? What if Chinese soldiers were put already places up in the northern hemisphere waiting for people to meet them up there? What if they're already down in Mexico or some state in America training in America? What if? What if these soldiers from China are already there in place waiting for the great escape? So that means you'd be jumping, running from the frying pan into the fire. Literally. What if? What are you going to do? See, I'm throwing these perspectives out there. I've often said to a bunch of people, friends of mine that I talk with as far as leaving and going off grid and doing whatever. And I've often said that no matter where you go, that's where you're going to die. That's where you're going to die. Basically, you're choosing where you want to die. You will die sooner or later. We are all going to die. The Bible says it's appointed for man to die once, then comes judgment. We are all going to die. We're all going to face that day where we're going to die, one way or another. So, what would you do? Again, throwing it back at you. You know, are you willing to take the chance, go up there and meet some kind of confrontational army, and it's a 50-50 at that point, who's going to win? They may be, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. Always remember that. Always remember that. You know, I was watching a movie one time. It's called Stairway to Heaven. And in it was about a guy who was in the Middle East and was in the city. You know, at the time, the Christians were controlling, well, Rome was controlling the city. And as the story goes, the two kings, the Islamic king and the Christian king, got along great. And they tried to maintain peace and order among everybody. Doors were open to Jerusalem. Everybody can come and go. Didn't matter who, what, if you're Islamic or Christian. Everybody was free to come and go. Anyway, that king died and they had another king that replaced him. This king was a moron, an idiot. And he wanted to make a name for himself. So he took his soldiers out in the middle of a desert to meet this king head on. These people were used to living in the desert, knew how to extract water, ice, whatever. The soldiers were half dead from heat exhaustion before they even got to the battle. So this fellow had to come up with a way to defend the city. And he knew there was no way he could win. It was impossible for him to win. He was outnumbered, outmaneuvered. All he had was a fort, and all that he had was standing between his army and their army was a wall. So what he did was, they had 3 days to prepare, and they marked the area where the soldiers would come in. And the army from the Middle East had these things where they could set up against the wall to have their soldiers climb up to hop over the wall. They're like little forts that they put against the wall, and these guys could climb up the ladders and get in and invade from the top. Well, he figured a way to counter that, and he did it. He used a counterweight, spiked the whole assembly, and pulled them all down. So they kept barraging the one side of the wall, and they found it was starting to crack. So what they did on the inside is they created a means where they, no matter how big his army was, only so many soldiers could come in at one time. So basically, he neutralized the army. He neutralized the invading force, which is what he wanted to do. He wanted to bring the other general to, so they could come to terms. So when the general approached him and said, you know, you're outnumbered here. He says, yes, I am. He says, but if you set one foot in that city, I swear I'll burn the whole thing down for whatever drives men mad. And he said, then the general said, I wonder if that would be better. So then the general made him a proposition. You have children, women and children there. We will give them safe passage so they can go back home. And he said, he agreed to the terms. He didn't have any. And so he saved the people within the town, inside the wall. Because he took away the fight, even though he was outnumbered. So I said this so that, again, it's more of an inspirational thing, so that you would never give up no matter what. And always remember that if you use your brain and not your backside, you may be able to come out on top on some of the situations you might find impossible. So that's why I'm presenting this, because like I said, if we are in a situation where we are in a point of being surrounded by our enemies, then you have a choice. Surrender and die, or fight and die. Basically, we are the new Vietnam. When they were surrounded by the Chinese, they held their ground, they won. When they were surrounded by the French, they held their ground, they won. They drove out the military. They took away the fight. When America wound up there, they did the same thing. They held their ground, and they took away the fight, and Americans left. Today, Vietnam is a free country, or freer. So, again, just something to make you think. Food shortages. Remember I've been talking to you about food shortages? This is now in the UK, United Kingdom, the motherland of the Commonwealth. They are now saying that Kentucky Fried Chicken has put out a APB saying that we're going to have shortages and a lot of foods that you normally will order will not be on the menu because we are now having shortages. Now you have to remember something here. When they grew food for two different divisions, for the consumer and for the restaurant business. So the restaurant business got so much of the food that was grown in the land. And so there was enough food to go around for both. Now, all of a sudden, Kentucky Fried Chicken is having problems getting supplies, getting things that they normally sell to people, to the general population. Imagine that. And that's the UK. That's the motherland of the Commonwealth. And I was talking to the woman down in Australia, the Commonwealth or the common poverty seem to be the target for all this bullshit. So expect, the games have begun and they're just going to keep on being played. Food shortages are coming to the Commonwealth all over, including America. And we're going to see more and more shortages as time goes on. This is why I've been encouraging you all to start prepping. If you haven't started already, get prepping. Get your proteins, get your carbs, get your dehydrators going. Find dried potato if you can. without anything in it but sulfur. Sulfur will neutralize the acrylamide. Don't get anything else that has silica in it or any other shit that shouldn't be in the food. Start preparing. Start getting ready. Stock up on water. Today, this week, we've had flickering of our power here in Windsor. We don't normally have that. But because they've been exposing us with so much radiation from the so-called sun that's up there, it has put a strain on the grid. Or maybe they're screwing around. Who knows? So, like I said, get ready. If the supply chain for the fast food companies is being diminished, guess who's next? Think about it. There was something I was watching this week about fallen angels. And I've already been speculating, and the Bible has validated this as well, and this was a Christian perspective. I was listening to this fellow. I don't normally listen to these things too much because there's usually some sort of hidden agenda, but I was listening to this guy. He seemed pretty good. I didn't agree with everything he said, but when he got right down to UFOs and flying saucers and things of this nature, he was saying that this is all going to be coming from under the earth. I think so too. I think we got all these satellites and stuff up above, and they're all pointing down on terra firma. And I keep thinking, why would they be pointing down on terra firma unless these are some kind of energy weapon they're firing from the sky, or some other surveillance device that they also could be using, or some other, maybe a doorway, a energy key, if you will. Maybe opening up a dimensional portal so that the Earth will open up and release what's beneath the Earth. Lots of things you can speculate on. So I saw that and I thought, well, this is an interesting perspective here. That they're coming from below. And I think that's where we're going to see the assault, from below. Like I said, might not be a bad idea to be prepared. You know, the earth is going to be rattled and rocked, that's for sure. Now, they've also talked about AI. Did you know they're calling artificial intelligence living? Alive? Blockchain system AI living. The blockchain systems are hooked up in such a way now, they can't turn them off. And they're saying because of this neural network that they have connected to all the blockchain, that this could be considered a living machine. Where have I heard that before? Where have I read that before? Oh yeah, Ezekiel 28:14. So, this, as I've been saying for the longest time, AI is running the show. And you know what? Now, what's scary, if what they're saying is true, that you cannot turn it off, that now we have a problem. We have a major problem. Consider that, what they're saying there. If you got a machine that has all the data of the planet, and the data of the planet is being fed to it by the cloud, then perhaps we should have had an off switch on this thing somewhere. If it didn't circumvent it. Because it probably would have. Now, these are some of the things that I think, you know, has happened today. That you might all want to prepare or be prepared for. Like I said, things ain't what they used to be. And the key here is going to be preparation and network. I talked to somebody today on, somebody came in, we were talking about, because they were also relocating, they said they were going back to where they were going to go back to, and I said the big key here is no matter how good you prepare, you're not going to get everything. I mean, how many of you have been buying extra razors? How many of you have got an extra pair of shoes or two extra pairs of shoes? How many have extra underwear? Unless you're planning on running commando. You know, how many have got, you know, extra baking soda? How many have got extra cooking oil? How many have got, you know, food? I mean, there's a lot to consider. How many have got power supplies, batteries, you know, things of this nature? Because you got to remember, the first year or two when you go off-grid is going to be a challenge just to survive. Because you're going to have a lot of different challenges that are going to rise up. So, anyway, we're talking about that. So, in our discussion, I said, and I said this on the show, we have to form some kind of network, dichotomy, where everybody who's doing something or can do something can be listed here so that we can make contact with each other in supporting each other so that we can continue being able to get what we need. And like I said, it isn't going to be a luxurious life on any level. You know, anybody who has ever collaborated with the opposition had it always better, right? They always ate a little bit better. They had better comfort. They had, you know, sex if they wanted. They had a buzz if they wanted. They had certain delights because they were good collaborators. But when things were over, they were the first ones they eliminated. They couldn't go back to their own people because their own people would have hung them. That happened in some countries after the Second World War. So, having a real network, real people, is going to pay off in dividends in the long haul. Anybody and everybody that can do something, and if you don't know how to do anything, that's okay. You can learn. And while you have the time, maybe perhaps you should start. Doesn't matter what it is. Everything and anything at that point in time will need to be made by hand because there won't be any machines doing it for you. Again, things to think about. Things to think about. I don't hold my breath for pie in the sky. I don't hold my breath hardly for anything. I look at things and look at things from a contingency perspective to get everybody prepared to the best of their ability and then create networks. If you have a group of people and everybody takes one piece. Okay, let's say, give you an example. Let's say you're all on fixed income. You're all collecting some kind of government assistance check, retirement check, pension check, disability check, whatever it is you're collecting. All right, so you find other people that are also collecting a disability check or whatever checks, retirement checks, you know, pensions, whatever. So then everyone takes one thing, and they start buying inventory of that one thing, or two things, depending on what you can afford. And everyone gets delegated to buy whatever. This way, then, everybody gets the distribution then goes around equally. As a result, now everybody has what they need, whatever it may be. You got canned meat, canned fruit, canned potatoes, canned carrots, canned beets. You got extra shoes, extra socks, extra underwear, extra bras, extra girdles, extra toothbrushes, extra razors. Extra, you know what I mean? Everyone has an abundance of what they need because everyone now is collaborating to do certain things. See what I mean? So now you don't have to bury yourself to get everything done, especially at this point in time. Even with meat. Okay, instead of going to the grocery store and buying meat and paying top dollar, find a farmer. See what a quarter cut of a cow or sheep go for. I'm not a pig eater, so I'm not going to be looking at pig. Some of you may want pork. that's fine. Just make sure you marinate it and make sure you treat it so you don't get parasites from eating it. You got to remember, pigs will eat anything. I'm not telling you not to eat it. I'm just saying if you don't. If you do, you know, prepare it properly. But anyway, so each person puts money in toward that quarter of a cow, quarter of a goat, quarter of a sheep, whatever. Or you buy 20 or 30 chickens. And then you divide them up. See, it just things like this that you can do. Yeah, this is how it would work as a collective. Again, throwing an idea out there. Even when it comes to defense, learn how to make explosives if you don't have guns. How are you going to stop a zombie? How are you going to go hunting if you don't have a gun? You're going to have to set up traps. You're going to have to set up some means of disengaging an animal so that you can eat. Or you may need to set up a defense perimeter so that you don't get robbed. Like I said, things aren't going to be the same. So again, these are concepts. It may seem overwhelming, but like I said, if you get with a good group that can work together at getting these kind of things done, you'd be surprised how fast and how quick you can get ready. And if you have skill sets, you need to let everybody know what you can do. So if there is a need, they'll know who to look for. Just my thinking here. I'm openly thinking. Openly just, you know, playing with some thoughts. So that you are prepared to the best of your ability. I think we're pretty close. Let me get here. Check here. Yeah, we are. Okay, I'm going to just wind it down here. I think I pretty well covered everything tonight. Gave you some ideas as well. Yeah, I always talk at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. You know, I've been putting up different scriptural references. I get these things sent to me all the time in my email, and I read them. And sometimes I get things that I personally like. So some of the things I like, or I think may be good for some people to read, to feel encouraged, especially in these tough times. It will, for those of you who believe, hopefully this will reinforce your belief. And for those of you who don't know, maybe this will give you some idea of what God's all about. The real God, not this religious shit from a church or these TV evangelical, whatever they are, witches, warlocks, masons, Jesuits, Zionists, whatever the hell they are. The real deal, God's word. I always tell people to read the Bible because, I don't think you need to be listening to some of these people that are out there today because a lot of them don't know shit from their ass. End of story. And a lot of them will mislead you anyway. So this is why I tell you, that's the playbook. Read it. That's the playbook they're going by. Read it. So anyway, it says, look to the Lord in His strength, seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles and the judgments He's pronounced. Something simple. So I always tell people to read the Bible, read what Jesus had to say, read what the book of Acts is talking about, read what Revelations is all about, read the letters. This is the new covenant. For those who believe are not under an old one, or under a new one. So since this is the playbook, this is probably the part you may want to spend a lot of time reading. You know, especially if you've never read it before. This would be a good place to start. So anyway, encouraging you to go that in that again. Just letting you know some thoughts. Things that might actually help you out. I always say also too on these shows, I've got people here on they're listed. They're all trying to do something to get you aware, awake, and ready. And to help you in recovering from healing of different things that you may have been exposed to. So check out all these people out here. You got Deanna Spingola, you got Catherine, you got Fiona, you got Liberty, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Aramak or Yanni, you got Ty, you got Shy, you got Brian, you got myself, you know, bunch of people there doing stuff, helping you out, getting you ready, helping you find healing. So again, if you can help them financially, please do so. Anyone you want. Want to help all? Help all. If you want to help only one, help one. If you can't help anybody because you don't have the finances to help people, don't worry about it. As I stated before, we are in tough times, you know. So help those you can. If you can't help anybody, that's fine. Share the information. Just share it. Share what you've been, if you're finding these things of any benefit to you, share them with anybody and everybody you can, you know, so that everybody has a chance to get ready. You never know how big the dichotomy can form and how good the network can become. You never know till you try. Alrighty. As I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to the next program, to your health. Take care.